Ministerio de Educación del Gobierno de la Ciudad de Buenos Aires. Certificados en lenguas extranjeras. Este es el componente de comprensión oral del CLE, ciclo de idiomas corto en el idioma inglés 2011. En este componente vas a escuchar dos textos y tendrás que resolver las tareas correspondientes. Vas a tener tiempo para leer las preguntas que vas a resolver y también vas a tener tiempo para revisar lo que escribiste luego de la escucha de cada uno de los dos textos. Vas a escuchar cada texto dos veces. Text 1. You are going to listen to Adam, a British boy, who is spending some time in Argentina, and his Argentinian friend, Franco. You have 1 minute to read task 1. Now listen to the recording and choose the best option. You will listen to the text twice.
I'll get the door, Mom. Who is it?
It's Adam.
Oh, Adam. Hello, man. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Franco?
Great. Come on in. It's Adam, Mom. We'll be in my room.
I can't believe it's spring and it's so hot outside.
It is, isn't it? Have some Coke. I put some ice in it. I hope that's okay.
Thank you. That's fine.
Well, I just talked to Carol and Maggie about Jessica's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Jessica's birthday soon. When is it?
September 29th.
That's only 2 weeks from now. And what did Carol and Maggie say?
They are organizing a surprise party.
Wow, a surprise party. Fantastic. And when is the party?
They're considering two dates. One is Jessica's birthday, Thursday, the 29th of September, and the other is Friday, the 30th of September. What do you think?
Well, her birthday is on Thursday, and it is nice to have a celebration on the very day of your birthday. But on Friday morning, we all get up early, and we go to school in the morning. That's a complication.
Yes, it is. So I think Friday evening is ideal. We can sleep late on Saturday. But if Jessica herself plans her party for Thursday, that can be a problem.
We must talk to her mother and tell her about our plan. That way, her mom can stop her with some excuse.
And how can we keep the secret and take her to the party?
We can always invent something. Where's the party going to be? Your house, Franco?
Well, here are three options. The first one is here, at my house. But the problem is that my house is too small and we can't invite everyone. The second option is Jessica's house. It's got a big garden. It's lovely in spring, and we can have a picnic in the afternoon.
What does Jessica's mom think about that?
I don't know. We must talk to her. But I think she will probably love the idea. We had a picnic there last year.
And what's the third option?
The third is to go to the usual pizza restaurant on the corner and then go dancing.
The pizza restaurant is expensive. I can't pay for that and then go dancing after the celebration.
So Jessica's house is the ideal option.
To me, yes, it is, because we don't need to spend too much money. Money is always a problem, and we can enjoy the garden. Let's hope it doesn't rain. The only problem is Jessica. We can't prepare the party when she's at home.
That's right. But one of the girls can invite her to her house, and they can spend the afternoon together. Then the rest of us can make all the preparations.
That sounds fine. And then about the food and drinks, we can make a list and ask everyone to bring something. For example, sandwiches, drinks, the cake.
Good idea.
So how many people are we going to invite, Franco?
Well, Jessica's a popular girl. She's got a lot of friends. And we must invite all of them. This is why my house is too small. The basic list includes about 30 people.
Wow, 30? That is a big number, so we must organize it really well, and I don't think that will be a problem.
I agree. Let's phone Carol and Maggie and tell them our plan. We can help with organization.
Great. And ask them about the present.
Oh, yeah, the present. What present can we give her? Clothes?
I don't know. Let's ask Carol and Maggie. Perhaps we can all put in a little money and buy her a small present together.
Great idea.
Now listen to the text again.
I'll get the door, Mom. Who is it?
It's Adam.
Oh, Adam. Hello, man. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Franco?
Great. Come on in. It's Adam, Mom. We'll be in my room.
I can't believe it's spring and it's so hot outside.
It is, isn't it? Have some Coke. I put some ice in it. I hope that's okay.
Thank you. That's fine.
Well, I just talked to Carol and Maggie about Jessica's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Jessica's birthday soon. When is it?
September 29th.
That's only 2 weeks from now. And what did Carol and Maggie say?
They are organizing a surprise party.
Wow, a surprise party. Fantastic. And when is the party?
They're considering two dates. One is Jessica's birthday, Thursday, the 29th of September. And the other is Friday, the 30th of September. What do you think?
Well, her birthday is on Thursday, and it is nice to have a celebration on the very day of your birthday. But on Friday morning, we all get up early, and we go to school in the morning. That's a complication.
Yes, it is. So I think Friday evening is ideal. We can sleep late on Saturday. But if Jessica herself plans her party for Thursday, that can be a problem.
We must talk to her mother and tell her about our plan. That way, her mom can stop her with some excuse.
And how can we keep the secret and take her to the party?
We can always invent something. Where's the party going to be? Your house, Franco?
Well, here are three options. The first one is here at my house. But the problem is that my house is too small and we can't invite everyone. The second option is Jessica's house. It's got a big garden. It's lovely in spring and we can have a picnic in the afternoon.
What does Jessica's mom think about that?
I don't know. We must talk to her. But I think she will probably love the idea. We had a picnic there last year.
And what's the third option?
The third is to go to the usual pizza restaurant on the corner and then go dancing.
The pizza restaurant is expensive. I can't pay for that and then go dancing after the celebration.
So Jessica's house is the ideal option.
To me, yes, it is, because we don't need to spend too much money. Money is always a problem, and we can enjoy the garden. Let's hope it doesn't rain. The only problem is Jessica. We can't prepare the party when she's at home.
That's right. But one of the girls can invite her to her house, and they can spend the afternoon together. Then the rest of us can make all the preparations.
That sounds fine. And then about the food and drinks, we can make a list and ask everyone to bring something. For example, sandwiches, drinks, the cake.
Good idea.
So how many people are we going to invite, Franco?
Well, Jessica's a popular girl. She's got a lot of friends. And we must invite all of them. This is why my house is too small. The basic list includes about 30 people.
Wow, 30? That is a big number, so we must organize it really well, and I don't think that will be a problem.